WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. 60 million people are feeling the heat as a heat wave continues to toast the south and west. ABC's Elwin Lopez has more.
First responders encouraging people to stay hydrated.
I be all over Nashville and I see a lot of dehydration.
The heat dome now to blame for at least 14 deaths across the south, 13 of them in Texas.
Two people were killed. They were among the 30 shot early Sunday in Baltimore. Police are searching for multiple shooters. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are looking for a suspect they say threw explosives at three businesses minutes apart early Sunday. There were no reported injuries, but it raises concerns as the city readies for 4th of July crowds. Thousands of hotel workers are on strike in Los Angeles. They are demanding better pay and working conditions. Ukraine has been holding emergency drills amid fears Russia could blow up the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. This is ABC News. More than 150 people were arrested across France overnight. Over 3,000 people have been arrested since Tuesday, when violence first broke out over the police killing of a 17-year-old. ABC's Tom Rivers has the latest from the foreign desk.
Tear gas on the streets of Marseille. Fires and makeshift barricades erected. A now familiar storyline, but the level of that rioting appears to be slowing. A week's worth has followed the police shooting of a 17-year-old. Nationwide, some 45,000 officers were deployed to counter the violence fueled by anger over discrimination in low-income neighborhoods. President Macron blames social media for the spread of the unrest. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Walgreens says it plans to cut costs by closing 150 U.S. stores. The company has nearly 9,000 stores in the U.S. About 1,100 of them are operating with reduced hours. Em Nguyen, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back, Mino and Mr. Mayor.
Not my favorite rendition.
Play a little snippet of that. Jimi Hendrix, Star Spangled Banner.
Woodstock. Yes, that. Is that your favorite, Johnny? Did you pick that?
No, my favorite, I told you, is Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah, Whitney Houston. Carly's
favorite. Yeah.
Carly picked it.
I was never a big Hendrix fan.
No. You know, that is just an awesome song. And I know these guys try to doctored up a little bit, but yeah, Whitney Houston, she nailed it. That should just be
every Super Bowl.
That's it.
Play that.
That's it. Whitney.
Yeah, nothing like.
Pay the royalties to whoever on the list.
No, you told me that somebody else recently.
I thought it was around with it and got
some trouble.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people didn't like. Well, this is somebody else we talked about the other day. You didn't know who it was, but Jewel, she sang on Indianapolis 500, and for some reason, people didn't like her rendition.
But I think people feel a little bit I think it's a little bit of a disrespect to this country that why do you have to mess with something that's perfect?
I'm with you.
You know, and I don't know. But Jimi Hendrix, I know that's very popular. People love it.
Although,
and,
you know, another one that was really good that got a lot of criticism, though, was Jose Feliciano during the Tigers St. Louis Cardinals World Series in 1968. Did you hear about that one?
No. Okay. What did he
do? He went really long. It went like 7 minutes. Or something.
What?
Yeah, it went really, really super long.
30 seconds. That's it.
Look it up.
Because when they time that stuff,
I know you like to wager a little bit. Have you ever?
I do.
I know. Have you ever bet on how long it's going to be the over under for the Super Bowl?
The national anthem.
Yeah, because they do. Vegas has that bet.
That's on
the board.
That's a good bet. So, in barbershop, and my dad sang when it was the Milwaukee Braves. But
he sang national anthem at the Braves game.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Your dad was big time.
Great huh? Picture in the dugout.
Incredible.
It was very cool. But when you sing, you got to time that stuff, especially with like the flyover.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so sometimes you'll hear them holding out a note because you don't want to get cut off.
Right.
But you want to time that thing perfectly. And the Packers have that down.
But I mean, those guys, I've talked to some of the pilots, though, too. They said they can get anywhere in a hurry.
No doubt. I mean, they can take off from Madison. Okay, yeah. We'll be there. But anyway, it's there's just nothing like a great rendition of the national.
Totally agree.
And Whitney Houston, you're right. I mean, that's she did so many great things. But
you know what? Another one that's really good is the Yankees when they were in the playoffs. or World Series a few years back. They've got this guy. He's like the captain of the police department, or of the fire department,
right,
or something.
Sings, yeah.
And he does opera. Yeah. And I mean, that guy was phenomenal.
Remember when we had, it was after, I think it was after 9/11, they had a Packer sing the national anthem. Do you remember that?
Was it Ezra Tuolo?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah,
Actually, you know who else performed the night of, when the Packers came back, they played the Washington Redskins on Monday Night Football. Martina McBride.
Oh, really?
Yes. Martina McBride was there and did it.
I bet that was good.
Yeah. She was great. Met her. Nice person.
Back in the day when I was mayor, I would entertain, and people, the Packers were very generous. I had to buy my tickets, of course, but they would give us field passes. And very often we would meet the entertainers, and they were so excited to sing at Lambeau. And then when you tie that into a flyover, that's pretty moving.
Well, I remember when my good friend, Frank, he's a good friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
The poor guy. Remember, he goofed it up, it was a last minute thing. The other singer was sick or something, and they called him in, and he got something a little discombobulated.
Well, we're talking about obviously Frank from Let Me Be Frank Productions, and they needed someone to sing the national anthem, and did he forget the words
something?
But he
something distracted him or something.
And he started
on the field
with the second line, and it's second, and it's like. And people were just like looking at each other. And I was hoping he wasn't doing it for a little, because he's a comic.
No, he wasn't.
I talked to him after. And he
manned up about the whole thing. Not even a.
But anyway, by and large, that's.
I would be scared to death to do that live if you don't have the words in front of you.
They are on the screen.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's a scary thing,
right? I mean, it's not the 80,000 live fans. There's a whole lot of people that...
But you know what I wish? I wish the NFL would go back to watching it live.
Yeah, they did cut that
they
out
cut
for
that
commercials.
Out. Why? There's that's ridiculous. They don't have enough money? The NFL doesn't have enough money? Really? You can't show the national anthem?
$7 billion.
Right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're right. They should play that. You're right. They do it for the Super Bowl, though, which is cool.
Right.
You know, and they could sell that for, what does that go, Super Bowl ads. But anyway, it's nice that we do that. So anyway.
Although, don't even get me started on Super Bowl halftime shows. I think they're terrible. I thought Rihanna was terrible this past year.
Oh, I know. I know.
I really did.
I know.
The things she did and whatever.
Do you ever feel like I'm not the customer anymore? Because they're not playing to us, right?
They're
playing
not.
To a different audience. And, I think that happens where it's like, okay, they no longer want my money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I can still watch, but you can tell. I mean, the ads tell you who they're going after, right?
Right.
And obviously that halftime show was not targeted at 60-year-old Midwestern guys. I don't think it was, but I don't know that. I just didn't feel like I was part of that. Anyway,
my favorite one was Fergie. Remember when Fergie did it? When the Packers played in Dallas. You were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was in, but I
then she came out and did Sweet Child of Mine. Remember that?
Yes. Actually,
it was phenomenal.
Like, I was hanging in Jerry Jones. Sweet.
And who else was up there? John Travolta?
Yeah, John Travolta. The president, President Bush was up there. Who's that guy? My wife likes him.
Gary Sinise?
No, the guy who was in, he's an actor, not Tony Curtis. What's Curtis? Oh, man, what's his name? Honey, can you text me? What was that guy's name?
Was he a singer?
No, he was an actor. He was in movies.
Tom Hanks.
No, Tom Hanks isn't up there.
All right.
Jesse Jackson was up there.
Okay.
Who are those announcers? They're dead now.
John Madden?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was up there.
Right.
He didn't move too much.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of went over and said hello to him. And,
okay.
I'm watching the game. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Was he kind of cranky?
No, he was actually likes Green Bay. He likes Green Bay. He likes the Packers. Still thinks we're kind of a farm town.
I know he always goes to the Union Hotel for dinner.
He does.
Or used to.
And you know, the other place he liked was the Italian place, Victoria's.
Oh, okay.
I think, yeah, they give you a lot of volume there. And Chili John's.
Okay.
He liked Chili John's too. No, he was great. Michael Douglas.
Oh, Michael Douglas.
That's who was up there.
Okay.
Michael Douglas. All right. Don't need the text.
How was
anymore.
He? Did you talk to him?
I did not.
Why
I did
not?
I think my.
Yeah. How big of a box was this with all these people?
Oh, it's
gotta be huge.
It is. Bartenders, a lot of food.
That was a terrible thing though for a lot of Packer fans that didn't get into the game. Remember that? The tickets were messed up. Your buddy Jerry Jones.
I know.
Ooh.
I know.
That was not good. Oh, were some people
mad? He wanted to set the record for the most attendees.
Yeah.
So
Would have been nice if you actually had seats for everyone.
So they oversold the show, and I felt bad because that is an expensive gig. Oh. I mean, I took the kids and I said, "Look, you guys, we can go to the Super Bowl, but if we do, you'll never see Disney World again."
I was gonna say, wasn't the ticket like $1,500 or something?
Yeah,
and I mean, really high.
Yeah, but and then the hotel we stayed at a Holiday Inn, but the again, it was 10 years ago, right? But it was $450 for, $150 room. And it was a four-night minimum. And we missed one night. We just ate because we didn't get down there.
Were you there for the ice storm? I was there the week before that ice storm. Wasn't that terrible?
It was awful.
Unbelievable.
And I was actually...
And people were like to me, like, "Oh, you're from Green Bay. Why is that bothering you?" Because there's no salt trucks. There's no sand trucks. There's nothing.
And to the mayor, I brought a gift basket, of course, and gave him cheese. And I did say in an interview I should have brought him salt.
Yeah.
Because those...
Horrific. Even the sidewalks were terrible. Everything.
They just didn't. They didn't. I mean, come on. That's the world stage.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you plan?
Have something on standby.
Contingency.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we're moving on to better times. That was a great time because we won the game. I was thinking on the way home, that would be expensive. The Super Bowl is expensive. You got your tickets, your airfare, your hotel, and entertainment. To lose would be. I'm glad we won.
I was in San Diego when they lost, and that was a...
Right?
And we were so confident. Everybody's in media. I remember Larry and I, McCarron, we did a pregame show or whatever with, I want to say it was the head coach of the Bengals at the time. And, we asked, "What do you think of the end of the game?" "Oh, well, it's going to be a good matchup, blah, blah, blah." Then he goes, when we're done, he goes, "Are we off?" Yeah, he goes, "You guys are going to kill him."
I know.
So this isn't even going to be a ball game.
I know.
I mean, that was... That to me is still one of the most shocking losses of the Green Bay Packers and all the years I followed them. That was that one and getting beat by the Giants here.
That
on that last interception by Favre. That was
crazy.
Terrible.
That was...
Yeah.
That was off. I don't know. We've had a lot of heartbreaking
losses. 4th and 26 in Philadelphia.
That hurt. Seattle.
Seattle was ridiculous.
I mean, we've lost a lot of games we should have won, but I you're right. That San Diego game hurt because it was a Super Bowl, but we were so close so many times to get to the Super Bowl, and what do we do? I don't know if we choke. I don't know what happens, but it's not like there's a playback, right? It's over.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part of it, especially that 4th and 26. I didn't talk about that.
But I will say this, though. I'm a huge Jordan Love fan. Obviously, everybody is right now, okay?
Yeah.
We want him to succeed. We want all these things. But there's got to be more to it. We were at that Lions game last year, the last game. When the Packers win, they go to the playoffs. And we're playing the Lions, which an hour before the game – realize that their chances for the playoffs were out the window. Right. They're over. And I'm telling you, one team played with a lot more emotion, a lot more passion, a lot harder and determined than the other team. And that was the Lions, who completely outplayed the Packers that night in every way. So what I'm saying is people, they're just talking about Jordan Love, Jordan Love, Jordan Love. Let me tell you something. There's some big games this team doesn't bring it. Remember a couple of years ago when they got beat by San Francisco and Ladarius Smith,
right.
He said something like, "Yeah, we just weren't fired up." It's like, what?
Coaching.
What?
I know.
Something. Telling you.
When we come back.
Yes, I got some trivia, by the way, too.
Okay, we're going to get some tickets we're going to be giving away, but we're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that's right.
And you got to start a document with a punchline, right? You got to, the first five words of the Declaration of Independence?
"We the people."
No, that's the Constitution.
I always get those two mixed
up. Okay, well, yeah, they're both important documents, but no. Jefferson said, "Look, man, one of the things I want this to be unanimous, because there are a couple squishes, South Carolina, Connecticut. I don't know if we should do this.
Four score in 7 years.
We're gonna get our
4 score in 7 years.
No.
We'll sit that's quick
emancipation."
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin DeVos and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear today with highs around 87. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 66. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 90. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 83. Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. 76. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning, downtown Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM. I got to tell you something, Jim. You know how you talk about certain fears?
Yeah.
I've got two. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, I know that.
And the other one is heights. I've told you that. Yeah. You want to know how I would have perished over the weekend from my heart exploding? Being one of those people trapped in that Ferris wheel upside down for hours. In Crandon.
I know.
Upside down for hours, about 100 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
That would have been scary. I mean, but you got to put your mind somewhere else knowing you're going to be rescued. I mean, people saw him there. They were getting the help there. But trapped in a Ferris wheel. That happened one time. Have you ridden the Zipper?
No.
That's a good ride.
I'm not a big rides guy.
Oh, man.
I'm not a big rides guy. I've never been on a roller coaster in my life.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yes, true story.
You've never been on the Zippin' Pippin?
No.
We're doing that. I don't time that opens. Will you go on there if I take you out there?
I don't know.
Oh, man, that is the best ride. A minute and 30 seconds. You know, it's not that fast. 47, 48 miles an hour on that first downhill thing. That is a great ride. You know that, I mean, Johnny, that was Elvis Presley's favorite ride.
I know. Look what happened to him.
Liberty Land. Well, I mean, you don't do as many drugs as he does. Mm. You got to get on the Zip and Pippin. And it's kind of a little bit of a relief to, it's just, roller coasters, really, you've never been on the American Eagle?
No. I was on the log roll at Wisconsin Dells.
That's lame. Mm. Okay. No. Six Flags, you guys didn't go there when you were kids?
No.
What'd you do?
We're from the UP. We'd
have That's right. Nightcrawlers. You told me that last week.
And we'd have the Escanaba State Fair. That was big.
Wow.
In Escanaba.
Go to
the Demolition Derby.
Everything
that was fun.
And eat everything on a stick.
Go through the FHA. Was it FHA? FFA. Barnes.
Yeah.
For the prize cows and stuff
that's
that. Sheep,
fun.
Goats.
See the cauliflower, the blue ribbon cauliflower.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
God, who's going to sleep tonight knowing that's coming up?
Wow.
Anyway,
you ever got on any of those crazy roller coasters?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes.
I could never do the one, even in family vacation. I could never go on one of those.
No. And what I'm trying to think of the one where you kind of lay down. Is that Superman? What's the one at Six Flags? You lay down and
when you say Six Flags, is that Gurney?
Yeah. You go flat and you go down towards the ground. You really think you're going in the dirt. And
really?
It seems, I'm sure it's 20.
No, I've never done that
feet,
one.
But that's a great place. And it's expensive.
Do you know I got banned from there?
Really?
Well, not banned from the whole property. banned from playing whack-a-mole. I won 14 times.
Wow, that's something to be proud of. So that's what you would do in the summer. 90 degrees, you're in Gurnee, and you would play whack-a-mole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won 14 teddy bears. I won 14 times in a row.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool, I guess. All right. And you gave them to your 14 girlfriends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice. All right. Hey, we're segueing. All right. We got to. Yeah, I know. So that's part of, right? That's part of the 4th of July festivities, going to amusement parks and go to Bay Beach. I mean, that is, you know, that's a great, great park here in Northeast Wisconsin. The roller coaster's awesome. There's
Why don't
new rides.
They have a beach?
They do have a beach. I mean, they have water and a shoreline, but they have to make it into a beach. I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure that has to take place. So you've got to bring in sand. But the testing of the water quality,
weren't there some issues with algae, something in there?
Yeah, right.
Bacteria.
Yeah. So that's all getting cleaned. And, you know, the whole paper mill thing, right? Remember that whole PCB thing? And I don't know, it was $1 zillion to clean that up. And so that's pretty much done.
Wasn't that part of Renard Island then too? Or Kidney Island or whatever they called it then, the whole thing?
The dredging went into Kidney Island, Renard Island.
So. See, I know my stuff. But I think it'd be, you know, I mean, think about that. We got a great lake right here, basically. Okay. I mean, pretty close.
Right. Now.
But
to have a swimming beach.
But we don't have any beaches, right? I mean, Ashwaubomay.
Well, it was called Bay
Beach.
That's
man-made. Right.
It was a beach. So we're not creating a beach. People say, DNR is not going to let you create a beach. You're right. They shouldn't let you create it. They don't. But we're restoring that beach. And there's some work that needs to be done. It's being worked on. I mean, this is a process. It's going to take years to get this done. But, you know, we got to bring in, like I said, the sand. There's some things that have to happen. Water quality testing has to be done every single day. But, you know, beaches close all the time, too. You know what I mean? Like, you read that stuff. So that will happen. I mean, we're not that far away. My guess, 3-4 years, we'll be swimming there again.
Okay.
And that, again, it's probably going to be free. It's just another addition. You know, you have all those rides. You've got places for families to go. No admission. I mean, Gurnee is, what, $25?
Plus
you got to pay for parking, and you can't bring your food in. Bay Beach allows all of that. And wonderful, you know, and 25 cents a ticket.
You can't beat it.
One, two, you know.
I just didn't know it was that hard to create a beach.
Oh, yeah. It's tougher than you think. And there's so many government. And I'm okay with most of them because they're actually looking out for the safety of the people. So, no.
Is that place. Somebody texted me over in Howard or Swamico at the
quarry.
The quarry.
Yeah, that's cool.
They said that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. That's a good place.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. But yeah, that's the quarry. Bay Beach, it's another amenity built on other amenities and other ones. So it's got everything at Bay Beach. So that's, you can spend the whole day there.
Remember the movie Breaking Away?
No, I saw Breaking Bad, which was
no Breaking Away.
No,
because they all hung out at the quarry. Don't you remember that?
No,
they're about bike racers.
No,
remember that? You serious?
No, we're coming back, Johnny.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that's right.
All right,
been stalling, trying not to.
The unanimous
declaration. And then we have some more tickets to give away for the fireworks, and I'm doing. This is going to be right up your alley.
What's that?
Beer trivia.
I might like that.
Beer trivia.
The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. That's what we're talking about next.
How does it start?
I just said it.
Okay.
The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States
of
America.
Oh, that's how it starts, actually.
Because Jefferson said, look, man, this has got to be unanimous. We don't want you clowns. We want you to be, we're all in this thing. We're signing our death certificate. We know the ships are coming, but we've got George. They're coming here.
George Washington?
Oh, yeah. He was our guy.
Okay. I guess set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. 60 million people are feeling the heat as a heat wave continues to toast the south and west. ABC's Elwin Lopez has more.
First responders encouraging people to stay hydrated.
I'd be all over Nashville and I see a lot of dehydration.
The heat dome now to blame for at least 14 deaths across the south, 13 of them in Texas.
Two people were killed. They were among the 30 shot early Sunday in Baltimore. Police are searching for multiple shooters. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are looking for a suspect they say threw explosives at three businesses minutes apart early Sunday. There were no reported injuries, but it raises concerns as the city readies for 4th of July crowds. Thousands of hotel workers are on strike in Los Angeles. They are demanding better pay and working conditions. Ukraine has been holding emergency drills amid fears Russia could blow up the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. This is ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Great song, great artist. My all-time favorite artist right there, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
you?
A great song.
Yeah, the greatest.
That is.
Why don't
stuff.
We get him to play at Lambeau?
You know what?
Can you work
that's
on that?
Doable. I don't know why not. I mean, that's
Billy
great
Joel,
venue.
Yeah, all these others.
Right.
Yeah.
And he does these stadium tours.
Right.
So that's in his wheelhouse. I don't know when he goes on tour again, but we got to leverage that stadium. It's such a great facility.
Use it for more.
I know. We got the games.
Did you go to the soccer thing?
You know what? I had tickets. I sold them.
Okay.
I'm just not a soccer guy.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, yet they play forever, and it's like 2-1. And I need more scoring. I like basketball. I like football. That's
right.
Kind of it. But
all right.
Anyway.
Not a baseball guy?
No, I think that's too slow.
Okay.
And then you know what I don't like is... As a spectator sport, going to the sport. I mean, I would rather be at the venue than watch it on TV because there's too many commercials. But you know what I don't like?
What? Well,
golf.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, when it's a major tournament, even like at Century World with Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly and Bernhard Lange, one of your countrymen from Germany who won it yesterday.
Yeah, but man, you got to be part mountain goat to go to those things. I mean, in person, you mean? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah,
TV,
yeah, yeah.
Golf is good on TV, but, and then, you know, you're at the hole, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go here. So you get there a little bit early, you know, so you get a decent view.
Right.
And then all the cheering is behind you because you picked the wrong player, the wrong hole.
Yeah.
And I went to the PGA, well, it was a few years ago, but I didn't like it as a spectator. I like watching it on TV, but I don't know. I like going to Packer games. I like going to UWGB games. Bucks games are great.
How great was it having Coach on last week, Sundance?
That guy's awesome.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, we're going to have fun there, too.
I mean,
we have pretty good seats. So,
am I going to every game with you?
No. Right. Okay, so here we are. John, we are celebrating the independence of our country. And so
should I do beer trivia first? You got this first?
No. Finally, okay. You got the beginning, right? The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. So that's the opening line. There's some other great opening lines, right? Like, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But this was a good one. I mean, because it was important. So I don't want to bore our listeners, but I just think there's some great, great lines in here. This guy was an unbelievable
writer. Who actually wrote it?
Oh, my God. Johnny, where did you... 275, huh? You didn't... Thomas... Okay, so what happened?
Wait,
so,
did he write the whole thing himself?
So this is what happened, right? So you had this representative government, 45, 50 guys in this room, and they're like, look, we got to send a message to King George and tell him it's over. And they're like, well, we sent one back in October. It's like, yeah, what did he say? Well, he didn't really respond. They're like, look, we need to put some teeth in a documentation. So let's... Typical government, let's form a committee. So they formed a committee, right? And they put the committee together. And it was like Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin. They said, okay, let's get two guys from New England. So they took Adams and that Roger Sherman guy.
Nobody ever gives him credit.
Well, no, Benjamin Franklin, Livingston from New York, who was kind of a squish with this whole thing. And then, of course, Thomas Jefferson from Virginia. So then they get this committee together, and they say, well, you guys come back in 17 days with something that has some real teeth in it. So Jefferson says, okay, you guys, let's get together. Well, then they get together, this group, and they're like, you know, typical government committee. Yeah, Tom, kind of got some stuff to do back at the farm, and other guys are like, Jefferson wrote this thing in 2 days.
Really?
2 days.
I didn't know that.
2 days. He's like, okay, thanks for your help, you guys. I will say that he did get some help from Franklin, but so he wrote this thing, and then he went back and he wanted it to be unanimous. So they spent a whole bunch of time reshuffling, you know, what he had written. And the biggest part, right? There's the preamble saying, "Look, you know, it comes time, it comes necessary for people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another." So he was saying to the king, it's over. We're done. You haven't respected us. We're sick of your taxes. And then he listed 22 grievances, why they were mad. I mean, they were obviously, you know, a little jacked about the taxes. That was a big thing, you know. But they're like, he's refused to pass laws to accommodate us. He's dissolved representative houses repeatedly. So they were mad, and they're listing these things, and I'll bet you that room was like very contentious, because you think somebody said, look, and you know, they put this list of grievances in. People probably said, well, add in there that their food is bland. You know, I shouldn't say that, but they put these grievances together and they said, okay, do you guys all agree with this? Because again, he really wanted this to be unanimous. They listed the grievances, for taking away the charters. He's plundered our seas, ravaged our coast. Taking away, transporting us beyond seas to be, depriving us, in many cases, of the benefits of trial by jury. I mean, they just didn't like what was going on. So then it came to the conclusion, right? And everybody knows, you know, the ending of this thing, because You know, it's the preamble. It's a list of grievances.
Oh, and we then, all know that. Yeah.
Well, I know you do. And then, but we, therefore, the representative of the United States in General Congress appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world, you know, do in the name and the authority of the good people of the colony solemnly publish and declare that the United States are, and for the right ought to be free and independent states. When they signed this thing, they were signing their death certificate. I mean, five of these guys were killed, and they knew the British were on their way. They're already, you know, in the harbor, and they're like, you know, that guy from South Carolina, that guy from Connecticut, were like, we're going to get our ass kicked. And these other guys are like, you know, we got George. And they're like, George, can you do this? And he's like, yeah, we can take these guys on. So, you know, and he got a good deal out of it, right? Became the president. Hmm. You know, we'll get you the tallest monument in D.C.
Wooden teeth.
We'll get you... We'll get you on a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, George, but you got to win this thing. So they all signed it. I mean, it was unanimous. There was a little bit of, you know, that thing with Delaware kind of coming back and forth. But anyway, at the end of the day, we became independent. And that's a beautiful thing. It just is. And that's why we need to celebrate our independence. We were born that day. And that's why when I told you when my kids were little, we'd have a birthday cake and put not candles, because that would be a lot of candles, but we'd buy the, you know, the number candles and put those on the cake. And
so you must have really hated that line from a classic movie where it's the last day of school in 1976. And the teacher says, just remember when you're celebrating the 4th of July, it was started by a bunch of rich white slave owners who didn't want to pay taxes.
I don't know who that teacher was, but I think
you know what movie that was?
It's no
Dazed and Confused. Remember Dazed and Confused?
That sounds like a good title.
Matthew McConaughey, remember?
No, I didn't watch it. I don't watch TV.
All right. Well, it was a movie, but it's...
Okay. I think what people need to remember, and everybody knows it because we all learned it in school, but people need to remember what an important document that was. And then the French picked it up, right? And they get their independence in other countries. And I just think this day is... Like I said, I don't like the 4th of July. I love Independence Day. I love it. I get goosebumps just thinking about that. I wish I would have lived in that time.
I get goosebumps from you talking about it.
Yeah. I do. I would have been great in that room. I would have been like, let's go, you guys.
Would you have fought?
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Really?
In a heartbeat. I would love to lead a revolution. Boy, I would love it. If I could pick my time to live again, although I love my life, I would have picked 200 years earlier. I would have loved to have been part of this because it was the right thing to do. You know there was going to be bloody, but, you know, you get a guy like George Washington to lead the, you know, I just think it would have been awesome. And look at what happened, right?
Look at
what happened. I mean, we are the most powerful, which isn't the operative word, but we're the freest and the most opportunist. You heard our guest earlier today, right, Johnny?
Yeah.
I mean, he was saying this still is a land of opportunity. He came over here as a refugee and... You know, his brother's a doctor, his kids are loving school, and, you know, he's doing very well at TC, and I just never want people to forget that, and there's great, you know, music to support this.
What was your favorite, like, Revolutionary War movie? I'll tell you what mine was.
I don't know. I kind of read more of it. I don't know that.
Okay. What I'm going to throw one at you.
Yeah.
Johnny Tremaine. Do you remember Johnny Tremaine?
Don't know that he was one of the guys that
Johnny Tremaine. No, it's the name of the movie. Was that in Walt? Wonderful World of Walt Disney back in the day. Don't you remember that? Mm-hmm. Sunday Nights. Johnny Tremaine. He was the young kid. Okay, and then remember what happened to him? He got burnt. His hand got burnt really bad because they were making bullets, and they weren't supposed to be doing it. And like some Brits or somebody was coming around to check to make sure people weren't doing anything, and he had it in like a frying pan. And he got his fingers all burnt together. You remember that?
Then they had
the Sons of Liberty. They did the Boston Tea Party. They put all the lanterns in that one tree.
Yeah.
You never saw that movie, Johnny Tremaine? Everybody saw that movie.
I just know at the Boston Tea Party, that was freaking awesome what those guys did, right? They snuck in there and that was...
Patriot was a good movie too, though. The Patriot.
Right.
That was really good. Can you imagine though only having like one shot? And then you have to reload the whole thing.
Oh, I know.
And clean it up. You got to make that every shot count. And you make your own bullets.
You know, I just think the struggle, and I think we look at that as well. Why did they use this? they didn't have anything.
Well, you know who we should recognize too, though, as far as for who played a very important role is we have many descendants of the Oneidas fought.
Oh, totally.
For our government in the Revolutionary War.
Absolutely. No, we, yeah. I mean, they were really unified. I mean, when you look back, and not that they did any polling, but it was like 80% of the people wanted this independence. You know, there were some people that were, you know, they were worried, right? They're like, hey, look, you know, these guys, kind of their economic engine behind
us. Were they the Tories?
Didn't know them, John.
Okay.
I don't know. If you think I know a lot, I don't know as much as you think I do, but okay. I do have an interest in the history of this country.
I see.
And I love it. I mean, I just think it's a great place. We have a lot of work to do, but I think today we just get rid of the Republican, Democrat, red, blue, all that stuff, and just say, look, you know, we're lucky we can
$22 fight. Parking tickets.
Well, $22 parking right, tickets, those kind right. Of oh, we're going to get to that later this week.
Okay.
A couple things we got to work on, but. At the end of the day, we have the right to complain.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And we can say what we want about who's ever sitting in the White House and without getting, you know, arrested.
Promise me we'll never talk national politics on this show.
Well, I'm good with that.
Okay.
We're going to respect our callers, you know, once
absolutely.
We get everything working. If they want to, we're not going to give opinions. We'll listen to them. But, you know, we were hired to advocate for Northeast Wisconsin, Greater Green Bay, and as we told Sage when we were down there, you know, we love Green Bay and we know Green Bay and we think there's a lot to talk about and there is a lot to talk about. And you talk about the veterans that you deal with and some of the, you know, more social issues that I'm more involved in, especially with the homeless and yet the economic development opportunities, the educational opportunities, we wouldn't have any of this if it wouldn't have been for 247 years ago, these guys sitting around saying, look, it's over with England. We're not bowing to any king anymore. We don't like your tax system. We don't like your parliament and these clowns with their, we want our own representative government. And
what's the best sports movie based on the 4th of July?
Is it baseball?
No.
Really?
No. One of the greatest sports movies ever. Based on the 4th of July, basically.
I don't know.
Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Philly.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And, but you haven't been there. You haven't ran up those steps.
I've had some people tell me wearing a Packer jersey to a game in Philadelphia is...
Not a good idea.
...is one of the worst things you'll ever do.
Yeah, that's... That is
it's
not
that
a good
bad,
idea.
They said. It's ridiculous.
But their stadium is cool. When they were building their new stadium, I was on the stadium board here at Lambeau when we were renovating our stadium. We went out there and... They were as nice as can be, but like the top of that stadium are eagle wings when they do the flyover.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's cool.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
They spent some serious money on that stadium.
Really?
Andy Reid was there then.
Okay, I believe it.
Yeah, that was a while
ago. You know
who was
the biggest Eagles fan? John Bon Jovi.
Really?
Yeah, huge Eagles fan.
We have a ton of Packer fans. I mean...
In Philly?
No, just when you get around, you know, national reporters and stuff. People,
oh, yeah.
You know, which is very cool.
Can I get trivia when we come back?
We got some fireworks tickets to give away.
Beer
yeah,
trivia.
Absolutely.
Beer trivia.
Okay.
It's apropos. All
I'm
right.
Up.
Mind of the Mayor. Back after this.
Buck Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show,
weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet today with a high of 87. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 66. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 90. Turning cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mirror. A little Dolly Parton action.
All right.
A little Dolly Parton action. What's your best, like, patriotic song? Your favorite?
Oh, my God. I got a lot of them.
Mine's Johnny Cash, Old Ragged Flag.
Great. That is great. It's, yeah. John, I have too many of them. You're catching me off guard. I could listen to patriotic music all day.
All right.
I love it all. Good. So,
all right. Well, we got to do some trivia because we've got some tickets for the fireworks show.
Do.
One of the greatest fireworks shows in the Midwest.
And
taking place tomorrow night.
Right. Tomorrow night at 9:30. This is VIP seating at Light Park. So our studio is located at City Deck Landing. So right across the river is Light Park. It's chairs. You get your own seat. It's great to see the show floor, but just a great way.
Is it right by Titletown?
Yes.
Right.
Right. And
like behind it almost, right?
Right. Right. It's kind of close, pretty close to the river.
Yeah.
It's on the river. So it's
is that where they shoot them off from?
No, it's down further. Or I think now they float a barge out there to shoot them off. So no, there's no fall out there.
Do people still go out on their boats and sit there and watch?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next year we're doing that on our boat.
On our boat.
Yep.
On our boat.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. We'll
we're doing it.
Okay. But these are tickets and they're, after you get the question right, you're going to, we'll put you on hold, and Carly's going
to
get
and we
your email
them to you. Yeah,
there's no more paper tickets, right? It's like Lambo. There's just they come on your phone, and the guy will just scan it in when you get there. So it's two tickets. I'm not sure if you can Well, anyway, Carly will take care of that, and he'll send them to you. But
all right, ready?
Go ahead.
Our phone number 920-264-0606. That phone number one more time. 920. You know what I've always I wish there was a profession of bingo calling.
Yeah,
I think I'd be really good as a bingo caller.
Yes, that is a true statement.
Under the B, 18. Oh, to B, 18 once again, right, folks?
Trivia. Okay, yeah.
Huh? Okay. 920-264-0606, beer trivia for VIP tickets to the fireworks display here in Green Bay. It's going to be fun. You can be there? You're going to go? Or you can watch it from your house, right?
I know. I got a great
Can you?
Video.
Right from your house?
I can. I have the third floor.
You can?
Yeah. It's great. I mean, it is. I'm spoiled. But
you've got a third floor. You got a habitable third floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huge windows.
Wow. Must be nice to be mayor.
I've had parties up there.
Is that one of those things? Is it like, does the city buy the mayor's house? You know, like when you're vice president and things like that? Is that the way it is?
Oh, my God.
Yes or no?
Not even close.
Right.
But anyway, I live in Astor Park, and yes, I'm very blessed. I've got a great view of the city, and I love it. So anyway.
Right. Once again, 920-264-0606 for tickets to VIP tickets to the fireworks show tomorrow night downtown Green Bay. How many people come out for that, do you think?
Oh, 70,000.
70,000.
Yeah, I would think that.
That's a lot. All right.
And the weather's going to be perfect, right? So it could be more.
Like 92 tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to be great. And the festivities, though, Johnny, it's more than just the fireworks, right? That starts at 9:45, 9:30, 9:45. But 3 o'clock, they kick off bands, music. Just it's water.
It's good time.
On the water shows, skiers. So anyway, yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to throw out the first question. You ready?
Yeah.
What is the beer that made Milwaukee famous? That was their slogan. The beer that made Milwaukee famous. 920-264-0606. That is your first question.
That's pretty easy.
Okay.
But no, we call her. Two tickets. It's two tickets, yes. Right? All right.
So you know the answer to that one.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I think no.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I want the caller.
We'll get somebody on. Go ahead. Who is it?
Milwaukee?
No. No. No, the slogan was the beer that made Milwaukee famous. You don't know that one?
I guess not.
No, it was not Old Milwaukee.
Schlitz?
Yes. It was Schlitz.
Wow. They still make that?
Schlitz?
Yeah.
I don't know. I do not know.
Okay.
All right. Wait a sec. Okay, I'm going to give you another one. You ready?
Get the phone number, caller. Yeah. All right.
920-264-0606.
Here you go.
Two tickets at stake. I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to give you one more. Okay? What beer was known as the champagne of bottled beer? Champagne of bottled beer. Are you listening, Mr. Mayor?
I am.
Are you listening?
I am.
Okay. Do you know the answer to that one? Do you know the answer to the champagne of bottled beer? This used to be a really good beer, and they do still make it. I used to like it a lot.
Heineken?
No. But I think it was kind of expensive back in the day compared to, like, the Hams and the Schlitzes and stuff like that. Do you know that one at all? You don't know that one at all?
It's not. No, Blue Ribbon.
Nope.
Just wait. Let me think a sec.
Champagne of bottled beer.
So it was a higher-end Michelob?
Nope. It used to have a cool beer sign, a lit-up beer sign. It would be of a beer bottle coming out of a pitcher of ice. A bucket of ice. They were always lit up. No?
I can't think of it. I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Disappointed in you. A little disappointed in you. Miller High Life.
Miller High Life was the answer. Okay.
All right. I don't think our phone's working today. Doesn't seem like the phone is working today.
Oh, man. Mm. Do you want to text that in? Yeah, we're still working out some bugs. That's why those of you who've texted and said, look, how come we don't have open line?
Yeah.
It's because
he's got on it. Hang on. We got to figure it out. Hang on one second. Let's see who's this. Hang on. Do you like Miller High Life?
Yeah, I'm not a big beer guy, but yeah. I mean, as long as it's cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Beer's got to be like really
I thought you
cold.
Germans like it warm, though.
Nah, not this German. No.
I had this one guy used to take a sauna at his house, and he used to keep the beer in the sauna. It's an old German. Good morning. My name is the mayor. Who's this?
Al.
Al, how are you?
Good. How are you guys? Great show.
Thanks, buddy. Al, did you know the beer that made Milwaukee famous?
Miller High Life?
No. And we already gave the answer, Al. So Schlitz. That was Schlitz. Al, hang in there. Hang on. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Which beer was known as the land brewed in the land of sky blue waters?
Not sure.
Okay, all right, here we go. Al, here's one you have to get right. You're going to get this one right. Are you ready, Al?
Sure.
It is ironically referred to as Milwaukee's worst. Ironically, it's often referred to as Milwaukee's worst. Accent on worst. Worst. As in the opposite of worst. That would be Milwaukee's, if it's like... Yes, there we go. Milwaukee's best. There we go. Al, you got two tickets, front row VIP to the fireworks show in downtown Green Bay tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Who made you a winner, Al?
Excuse me?
Who made you a winner?
You guys.
Mine and the mayor. All right. Thank you, Al.
Al, thanks.
We're emailing you the tickets.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks. Mine and the mayor.
Thank you, buddy. Yes. Yep. Oh, hold on. Yep.
Are we good?
We good? Yes.
All right.
All right.
We'll get the stuff working. So, anyway, do we have two more tickets?
I think we do. I don't know if we have two more minutes, though. We're basically out of time.
Okay.
How much time we got, Carly? 30 seconds? We're out of time.
All right. We're out of time.
We will not be here tomorrow. We will have a best of.
Right. And Carly, how about you? You want two tickets to the fireworks? Because we have two to go. So, why don't you go enjoy that? Again, look, be safe. Have fun.
Yep.
Enjoy the fireworks wherever you are. The festive.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.